This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm joined by Chris Smith and Greg James. Hello!
Hello!
I was trying to put you off before we started and it worked.
Yeah, no, it did a little bit, yeah, because you were kind of doing your vocal exercises.
One, two, one, two.
Do you do that every morning before the show?
Do, sol, la, ti, do.
Don't you get up about 3 o'clock in the morning and do that for an
just
hour?
Just do that, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
An hour solid while doing yoga.
Why do you do it outside my window? It's really annoying. I want you to stop. You're disturbing my cat.
So are you going to do the whole thing in song? The whole
no,
song?
I won't be annoying for the whole thing. I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine. No, I love it. We should mention you've got a book out. Probably should tell people that.
Yes, well, we've been on Fun Kids a couple of times to talk about Kid Normal, and we feel like Kid Normal's natural home is Fun Kids, and your amazing listeners seem to really enjoy reading our books, so we love coming back to talk to them about anything else we do. So we've got the third book, Kid Normal and the Shadow Machine, is our new book, and it's the third one in the series.
That's quite amazing, isn't it, that we've published three books? I have to pinch myself, just so you don't pinch me for me, because I also hate that.
Can you pinch me to check that we're not?
Yep. Unnecessarily hard.
That was good.
Yeah, good.
Still there.
We're awake.
Yeah, good.
It's real life. No, we love this story very, very much. We love all the stories, but this one in particular, we feel like I dare to say I think we've improved as writers.
I think so. Yeah, it's got sort of. I mean, it's still got lots of stupidity in it. Don't worry.
Good.
There is lots of ridiculousness. There is a huge fight with vegetables. There's all kinds of ridiculousness going on. But underneath it, I suppose there's always been a kind of serious plot underneath the Kid Normal books. But this one is quite, without giving too much away, we had to write our characters having a bit of an argument, a bit of a falling out for the first time ever, which was really hard to do.
Yeah, Murph has a bit of a tough time of it, doesn't he?
He has a very tough time of it. We can't reveal why, because that would completely ruin the plot.
I know, because I've read the book, obviously, and really, really loved it. And then I was like, what can I mention that wouldn't spoiler it for the listeners? It's quite tricky.
Also, you say you've read it, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... We'd like to say thank you.
Oh, okay.
Those professional books, yeah.
That's very professional of you. Not that many people will bother to do that before they do an interview, so thanks.
That's all right. I've got to do... I mean, it's a great book anyway, so it's not a hardship, let's face it.
So where we pick it up is at the end of Kid Normal and the Rogue Heroes, which was the second book.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, if you haven't read that one yet, there was a huge jailbreak and the planet's most dangerous supervillains are now out and about. And the Heroes Alliance and Murph and his friends, who are members of the Alliance, are really stretched to kind of keep this kind of locked down, because the world of heroes has got to remain secret. But Magpie, of course, who's the worst villain of all, has got some very, very, very sneaky plans. And he's particularly angry with Murph. And he's got a dastardly plan to kind of get his revenge.
You'll realise when you start reading it that not everything is as it seems in the first couple of chapters in particular. You'll go, what's going on here?
Yes, that's exactly it. That's a great way of not spoiling it, but also, yeah, that's great. That's perfect. In the book, you obviously have lots of action scenes. Do you act them out with each other when you're... kind of like writing it?
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Very much so. That's one of the joys of actually writing together, is that we get to do all the dialogue with each other. So these are also in audiobook form, but that's sort of how we write them as well.
Right.
One of us will suddenly be Magpie for half an hour.
That's pretty fun.
Or you'll be Mr. Flash for a little bit.
Being Mr. Flash is the most fun, I think.
Right?
And Mr. Superman as well, who's the head teacher of the school, who gets his words a bit mixed up sometimes.
I do feel a bit sorry for him, yeah.
We do very much love Mr. Superman. He's fun to do. So yeah, we act them out. And I think because we sort of both come from a radio background, you know, as you'll know, part of doing radio is that you can see the pictures in your head. So I think we can really clearly see these kind of action scenes in our heads as we're doing it. So we like writing big, massive fights and inventing new flying machines and new scary supervillains. Partly because if it ever does get made into a film, it'll just get really more and more expensive and complicated as the books go on. We're like, now this time we've got another flying car and it's slightly more expensive than the last one.
There's something amazing about, and I'm sure your listeners who write stories will agree with this, is that you can write anything. You can sort of write yourself out of any minor problem that you might have. You go, oh, we need to get them from there to the battle. How do we... We'll just make up a plane. And then you just suddenly go, how do we... Hang on, how do they get up to the top of that wall? Oh, well, I'll just put springs in his feet.
Obviously,
So you can just make up these things, and that is actually really exciting.
Because there is one more out, right? There's just one more.
There'll be one more next March, March 2020. But we haven't started writing it yet, so I can't spoil that for you.
We actually think this is quite a good way to get into the series, actually. We deliberately wrote the third one like this because it sums everything up nicely and sits on its own as its own adventure. And then when you finish it, you might go, do you know what? I was going to see how this all started. But if you were to dive into this and now, you wouldn't go, well, what's all this about?
You can totally get it straight away.
Yeah, I hope so.
And also, very handily, there's a little, the first chapter of the first book is at the back, right?
Of course,
yes.
Which is a very, very sneaky way of getting people to just maybe go back and get the first book.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Do you want to know a trade secret why that's actually there, Bex?
Always.
Because the pages of a book have to be in a number that's divisible by 16. And there were some spare ones at the back.
No.
Yeah, true.
Is that why?
Yeah. Trade book secret there. But we just thought we have a bit of space at the back. What should we do? So we do some doodles.
Yeah.
Shall we write the lyrics to a musical?
Do that next time.
Next time.
Kid Normal the musical.
We were kind of out of time.
We just thought we'd just do a spare, like a blank page for sort of noughts and crosses or something.
Sure.
But we thought this is more creative.
Now, every author who comes in does my little quick fire round of questions. Is it okay to do that with you right now?
Yeah.
Like, no judgment.
Was that one of the questions? Hang on, ask the question again.
Is it okay to be snapped? Okay, good. You already got the quick fire round?
Yes.
Better than most authors already.
We know.
Thank you very much. Is this so tense?
Okay, books or Kindles?
Books.
Wow. Heroes or villains?
Heroes.
Villains.
Ooh, very telling.
Okay. Not because they're the ones I love, but they are the most fun to write. Mm. Like doing, especially Nektar from the first book, who was the evil half man, half wasp.
This is a quick fire round.
I'm always in the quick fire round.
Quick fire.
So much fun.
This is how it always happens, don't worry. Okay, Angel or Mary?
Angel. Mary.
Ooh. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, that's a great question.
Both.
Optimistic. Good. I like it. Good.
Why
okay.
Not?
One after the other.
Yeah.
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 Film adaptation followed by TV tie-in.
Yes. Great. Great.
With
great.
Merchandising.
Writing or reading?
Writing. You writing? Yes.
Okay. Probably have to say that for the brand, really. Batman or Superman?
Superman.
Batman.
Ooh.
Controversial. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Oh, that's so hard.
Oh my God, that's the hardest question we've ever been asked.
So
wow,
hard.
Yes, made it finally.
Narnia.
Hogwarts.
Sorry.
Hogwarts, okay.
Sorry, J.K. Rowling.
Ravenclaw forever.
Laptop or write by hand?
Hand.
Laptop.
But not the book.
No, that would take a long time.
That'd be ridiculous, but I quite like doodling.
Okay.
And writing nonsense.
Right, that's okay. That's allowed.
Yeah. I doodle on my laptop because it's a touch screen.
It's all right for some, isn't it? Not too bad. Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Thought that might be the answer.
Legend.
Books or radio?
Radio.
Books.
Okay.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour.
Oh, we love doing school events.
Oh,
they're
good, okay.
So brilliant.
The school stuff. We're doing quite a lot, actually, for this book. We're doing some school stuff. It's the most fun because it's confirmation that the people you're writing the books for enjoy the books. You're there, and if they're coming up to you with questions about the characters, you're like, okay, good. Well, that got into your head, so that we'll keep doing it.
And also, we love it because our live event is really silly, and we make up a story, and there's lots of running around and shouting and being crazy characters. We normally do them at assembly time, and then we just hand the kids back to the teachers, like really wired and ready to go.
The equivalent of giving them loads of sugar and then being like, bye then,
exactly,
see you later.
Like, good luck with that.
I bet the teachers love you so much.
Yes.
Also, it's quite good because we get to snoop around the school, but sort of backstage, so we see all the workings of the school. Sometimes we're allowed in the staff room.
The staff room's the best bit, right?
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It still makes me nervous. You're going in a staff room, it's like a holy of holies, isn't it?
Smell a bit weird as well.
Yeah, sometimes coffee. It smells like coffee and sweat.
Yes. Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
Well, we can't really write 9 to 5 because
you've got other stuff on, really, haven't you?
Other stuff going on. So we've written more often in the evenings, haven't we? So it's,
when we fancy.
5 to 9.
And who does the typing out of interest?
We swap around.
We do switch around a bit. I quite like pacing.
Okay.
Chris is sort of better at concentrating than I am. So you probably are a better typist.
He's just a child, really.
The last question is the biggest one and the most controversial one. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt
cheese and
onion.
Salt. Are you... What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Salt and vinegar.
Well, so salt and vinegar was the correct answer. The rest of them, I didn't mind what you said. Sadly, that was the main one.
Yeah. Shall I do it? I have
to go. Sorry, Chris. Yeah.
I have to go. Fine.
It was lovely. It was nice that you came. But
I'm glad you've enjoyed chatting about Kid Normal and the Shadow Machine by Greg James. Some other guy who's no longer relevant.
Some guy who just likes cheese and onion. Kid Normal and the Shadow Machine is out right now.
Yes!
Hooray!
In shops and on the World Wide Web.
How on the
exciting.
Whole of the internet.
How does that even work?
So everybody should go buy it, like, immediately, I guess.
Well, I don't think everybody has to buy it.
They should, though.
That would sound a bit, a bit bossy of us. I mean, we would love it if everybody bought it.
Yeah.
That would be great. That would be, you know.
Yeah. If you like fun.
Yes, I do.
You should buy the book.
Okay.
And if you like the idea of reading and escaping into a magical world where anything can happen, then also you should buy it. Also, if you like... dogs.
Yeah.
You should buy it.
If you like salt and vinegar flavour crisps.
Yeah.
Or if you don't like them and you prefer a different flavour of crisps, that's fine. You should buy the book.
If you don't like laughing,
yes,
you should not. This book is not for you.
It's just for people who don't like laughing. That not for them.
If you don't like laughing, if you don't like adventures, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Okay. Buy something duller.
Yeah, like a pencil.
A pen. Okay, and then write your own book, I guess.
You could do.
Yeah.
Now you've made it exciting.
Okay.
There are so many rules to Kid Normal. I didn't realise this.
It's only when you start writing them down.
Oh, man. So, okay, I like adventures. I like laughing. I also like all crisps, but mostly something. And dogs, so that means I can have this book.
Please. What? Do you know what? Have this copy.
Thanks. Cheers, man. Thanks. Brilliant. Kid Normal out right now.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.